We are on Daf Chavov Amad Aleph, the bottom of the Amad. Tanu Rabbanon Bekulon Rashoin L'Shailalon U'Lemoylalon U'Leloikton V'Laseison Kemin Sulomais Avaloy La'Achayson. We had learned on the top of the Amad that there are certain Kiroim She'ein Mis'achin. The other kriyas also, which the halacha is that he's not permitted to sew them together. So even though ichui is also, but l'shayvulon, l'maylulon, l'loikdom l'asayson k'min silomis, that is permissible, avaloy l'achayson. Now, exactly what Shailulon, Mailulon, Loikthon, Lasoysen, Kimin, Salamas is, we'll soon see Rashi on the Rif. But Bederich Klal, the Chedush Yeran says, these are Mine Chiburim Hein, these are different Oifanim of attaching the Kriya, Behein Chibur Mefuzor, Shein Sipsei, HaKriya, Mishabrim Bekach. This is a type of a chibur that even though we're sewing together the two sides of the beged korua, but it is a chibur mefuzel, it is not a good chibur. Now, let us see Rashi on the Rif. Rashi there explains each of these inyonim. This is Rashi, Bedaf Yerif, Taf Tezvov, Omed Beis. Kulon, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. This is Rashi and the Rif. Kulon, kol akroim halolu, she'omru behem she'ein mis'achin, we had learned that you're not allowed to be mechaber them together. Abakulon Rashoin L'Shailulon. What is L'Shailulon? Sarashi says, Tfira Rechove. Bashtair Balaz. These are basting stitches, which are long stitches. L'Mailulon Eichesh Shnei Roshe Hakra Bein Etzbois. He holds the two Roshim of the Kra. The Kerchon Yachad, and it seems he twirls them together, the two Roshim, Ke'en Krichas Sforim, V'toichev Shom Shnayim Ushloi Shotviris, and then, to ensure that this Kriche should not fall apart, he puts 2 or 3 stitches in it. L'loiktam Oiged B'yodoi Kol Hakra, it holds together the whole Chelik of the Beged Karua, before by Mailon was only was holding the Shnei Roshe Hakra. Here he attaches the two Chelke HaBeged, Mei Roshoi Kolaka Roshoi Im Seifoi, V'toichev B'machat Sholesh Ushtayim Pa'omim. But seems the Tviris are, there are not too many Tviris, 2 or 3 Tviris. La Saison Sulamois Kimailois Hasulam. He sews it together and it looks like the steps of a ladder. What's the similarity? Shetaifel Shtei Tviris. First he sews 2 Tviris, Umapsik, and then he leaves over a space. Bechayze Vetaifel Lamato Shemeiniach Bein Tvire Le Tvire Hefsik Ma'at. So that is considered like Miley's Hasulam. Lishna Achine Sulomis Kain Shaloikdim Hamosnaim. So Lachaira, this is not too clear what Rashi means over here. But let us see now Rashi and our Gemara. Rashi and our Gemara says, Kol Akroim Rashoin Lemoilalom, Lekapul Beged Betvira. I think Rashi means to attach the Tzodia Beged Betvira. Ke'ein sulamais, she'ein melaktim ze samuch leze, avo ze rochek mize, she'melakit beroichev ke'ein mailois sulamais. I would think Rashi is saying over here that the stitches, that means there's avir, the space between the two chelkei abgodim, and the stitches that go through look like mailei sasulam. I think this is a different pshat. And could be that is the second pshat in Rashi, kein shaloiktin amisnayim, could be as a type of a gartel or a belt. So also we did not attach the two sides of the belt completely. Could be there were chutim that were machaber, the two sides of the belt, and they were spread out. So could be that's what Rashi means over here. And could be this is also pshat in the Nemuki Yosef, Al Kaponim, exactly what the oifen of these chiburim is not too clear, but Al Kaponim we have here the guidelines of the Chiddush Eran, meaning chiburim heim, v'heim chibur mefuzel, shein sifsei hakriye mischabrim bekach, that it doesn't start a chibur gomel. So this is permissible. Still niker the kra in the beggar. Avoloila achayson, but to make ichui, to be mechaber well, the two study akriya, this is also. Omar Rav Chisde ube ichui alexandri. That what we say ba achayson is also that's a ichui, that's a chibur alexandri. Exactly, what is this Ichui Alexandri? The Ritva brings down over here a machlokes, the Ramban and the Ravid. The Ramban said, She'ein ze tfire shalonu. This is not the normal sewing that we have. By when we sew, if you have a torn beged and you want to mend a rip, so Hashove milamailo, ubeutin roishoi neged hatfire milamato. That means if you look at the beged, so the milamailo, the top of the beged, it looks shove, it looks, there's no bumps there. It's sewn together. There's a seam there. Ubeutin roishoi neged hatfire milamato. You'll turn the beged inside out there, you'll see that the two chelkei abeged were sewn together. That's neged atvire. So the Ramban says that is not called Ichi Alexandri, because it's still nikel, that there's a seam over here. So it's nikel that there was a kra, and it was sewn together. So that also is not called Ichui. No, Ichi Alexandri is, it's a tvire that is similar to arige, it's similar to weaving. So then it would seem that in both sides of the beged, the inside and outside of the beged, when you observe the beged, it is not nikir at all that it was torn. That is the Ichi which is also. And the Ritva asks on the Ramban, so, if that is true, so a poshet tefire also is permissible. So why did the Baraisa say shoyl shoylul on or maylon or loiktam lasoys and kemin salomas? Say umutul teifron. You'll have to sew it also. That's the Ritva's kash on the Ramban. And he brings down that the shitus arrived is taki that if it is sewn normally, even though he makes a seam there, that is called ichui. Let us see Taisvis of Ichi Alexandri, Birishalmi Eze Ichui, Kol Shain Mekoimai Niker, Obemeseches Mochis Meforish Kol Shachu Kol Tzolchai. Elulei de Mistafine, perhaps there is a machlokes of the Yerushalmi in the Meseches Mochis. Perhaps the Yerushalmi is like the Ramban, Kol Shain Mekoimai Niker, is not at all Niker that there ever was a kra, mesach the smoch is mefosh kol shachu kol tzolch, that it is mechubar, it's all upon him, the kra is not, there's no kra, there's no rip anymore on the beged, that's what it is. Tana Rabbanan, Akeireya mitoicha sholo, mitoicha molo, mitoicha leket, mitoicha sulomis, lo yotso. That means, what if we had this partial chibur, and now he tears this chibur, so he's not yotze mitzvah skriya, because he's tearing a beged korua. Mitoicha ichui, but what if he tore it in the place where it was already attached well, so that's called he made kriya. Yotzo, then he is yotzo. Marav Chizde ube ichi alexandri, and that one is only yotzo if he made the kriya by an ichi alexandri, which is a very good chibur, so that is called a kriya. Mitoich asholo shloikara elo bisholo. He only tore the chibur that was the chibur of Sholo. Mitoich ichui, mikareya ichui, bichi alexandri, the havik is sholem. This is like it was a beged sholem. So this is called a kriya. Tonu rabbonon, rashoi lehoibchoi lemato ula achoisoi. The one is permitted. Now we're talking about the kroyim she'ein misachin, that one is not permitted to be mechaber the kra. Afal pikein, the Tanakama says a chiddush, that he's permitted to turn the beged upside down. That means the kra was from the base hatzavo. He made a kriya from the base hatzavo. So now, that chelik of the beged will be on the bottom, and we'll see he'll make a new base hatzavo. So the mokim akriye, which existed before, was the mokim base hatzavo. Now this is, now it's on the bottom of the beged, which bechlal doesn't have a teiris mokim kriye. So he's permitted to sew it already. He's permitted to sew it up. That means the mokim akriye, It's not here anymore. It's we'll see the Loshna Ramban says that's aponim chadoshes bolukan. We'll say over soon the Loshna Ramban and Teres Odom. Rashoi lohoiproi lemato ula achoisoi. Rav Shimon ben Eloza oiser la achoisoi. Rav Shimon ben Eloza holds that it is osa la achoisoi. Just like the moicha is not permitted to attach it. So the one who purchases the beged is also not permitted to attach the kra. He has to tell him, listen, you're purchasing a beged, which this rip has to remain. And you should be aware of it. The Ramban in Teiris HaOdom, we'll see Teisus does not seem to learn like this, but the Ramban in Teiris HaOdom says as follows. A very lomdeshe way of explaining the Machlekes, the Tanekame, and Rav Shimon ben Eloza. The Kan Tanekame Svirale, the Lav Choivas Bigdo, El Choivas Gavro. This din, that the kra, a kra that was made in a beged, is not permitted to be hemmed up, to be sewn up. That's not a din in the beged, that a beged karua, that a kra, a she'ene misache, is, that's not a din in the beged, it's a din in the gavre. The gavre who made this kra is not permitted to sew up the kra. She'osru olov lechais kriyezu, she'lo yehei k'moy she'ishlem aveleis. That means this action of sewing up the kra is finished. It's past history. Now we can sew up the kra. And they wanted that these kriyas should never be past history. They should be a reminder of what had occurred. So therefore, he's not permitted, because the kriya has a message, So they wanted this message to remain. Therefore, Shaloi Yehei Kemoshe Hishlam Avelus. He was Mashlam Davelus. That means this is the beggar that was Kareya. Now the Velus is finished. They didn't want that. Avol Kshahovchon Lemato. But what happens if I was Mahapach? He was Mahapach, the beggar Lemato. Now the Kras Lemato. Ubo Uponim Chadoshes. So now it's Uponim Chadoshes. That means this is not the beggar. I was Kereya and I was Mashlim Davelis. The Kras Bim Koimoy and being Mechabo the Kra. The beggar is worn now on a different oifen. So the oifen, the beggar is now worn, so the Kras, not Bechlala Kriya Shall Evil. It's we'll have later, if you, the cry is to be from the base atzava, it can't be from the lamata beggar. So now it's upon him chadoshes. This is not the beggar that I was kereyam. It's upon him chadoshes. So memele, then it is permissible to be mechaber ditzdode yakra. V'cholshken, we'll see Tosfos is chilek on this, but Ramban says, the lekeach who bechlal never had dini evil on himself. That means the moicha was a noble, so if the lekeach is mechaber the tut study akras, so that means that the avelus of the moicha was nishlam. This is going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Rab Shimon ben Elozer of Isis held this adin in Choyvas HaBeged, that the Beged, a Beged that was Nikra for one of these purposes, so that Beged has to remain Karua. So it's adin in the Beged. So it's adin in the Beged, so then Helfnish Ponem Chadoshes. Ponem Chadoshes means it appears to me a different beged, but it's lamais, it's the same beged, so then is the kai has to remain in the beged. God, I saw, we'll have late in the sugya, I saw a very choshev avot from Chalkas Binyamin. He wants to say that the din kriya is a din in the beged, not the din, you have to make a maisa kriya also, but the mitzvah's kriya is not the mitzvah is not the maisa kriya. The mitzvah is that one should wear a beged karua. Now the maisa kriya is a gilui that the kra was made for this purpose. So the maisa kriya makes it a beged karua. But the Gemara learns out that an obelisk to wear, it says, livshi bigdei evil. That's how the Gemara learned out Kriya. So Vaisis, he has to wear Beged Karua, but it's only called a Beged Evil if a Maisa Kriya was done with Shem Evil. But it's Taka Din in the Beged. So it could be that's Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds. Rav Shimon, that's how it's seen from the Ramban, but that's the Machloikis, the Tanakame, and Rav Shimon ben Elozer. It's a Din in the Beged or a Din in the Gavre. And the second halacha is only going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just see for one second the Loshon of Rashi on the Rif. The Loshon of Mekuyosev on the Rif is the same Loshon. And then we'll come to our Rashi. Rashi on the Rif says, this is Andaf Tezayin Amadala, Tono Rabbonon, Rashoi Lo Oifchoi Lemato. This is the third Shurim. Rashoi Lo Oifchoi Lemato Ula Achoisoi. So Rashi says, Im Kora Beis Atzavo Acher. He made a new place for where his neck would fit. Ubeis Tzavo Rishon Bein Raglov. Now the place where the neck did go through, now that's now Bein Raglov. Rashoi Lechois Beis Tzavo Rishon Shebein Raglov. So now he's allowed to be Mechaber the mokim akriya by the base at Savo, because now it's bein raglov, now it's not a mokim akriya, so now it's permitted to be ma'achet. Now from the rehitis loshen of Rashi, and the Mukeshim says the same thing, loiv chalamata lochois im kora beis atzava rachi, made now new beis atzava, u beis atzava rishim beiraglo, but alech isois ishebein raglo. Now you're permitted to sew it up. So lochairev meritis lashoinam, it would be mashma like this. First you have to make it a beged, that the beis atzava is lamailo. First make it such a beged. So now it's a different type of a beged. So now if the beged is, that the beis savor is now in the mokim that was once lamato, and the previous beis savor in the mokim kriya is now lamato. So we have the beged as a different surah already. So now you're permitted to be ma'ache the mokim kriya. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi la hofchay lamato shehoifech hakra lamato. Bohoifech shelamato lemailo, uma acheyu, bohoise beis atzavo, beloivshoi. Now, lechoire, from the rehitis loshen of Rashi, it would seem that you're permitted to be ma'ache, lechoire uma acheyu goes on the, lechoire on the kra. I think it's going on the kra. So Rashi would seem to be saying over here that you're permitted to be ma'achad the kra even before you made the new beis atzavo. That means looking at the beged now, it's the old beged, it's just you put it upside down. But since your intentions are to make a beis atzavo, so you're allowed to be ma'achad right away. Rashi, that's the Seder Advob in Rashi. Sheif ha'kra l'mata, boif shalmata l'mail, u'ma'acheyu, that's what it seems from Rashi. Then there would be a machlokes from what Rashi says over Rashi and the Rif and the Mukyeis. It would seem the Seder is verkehrt. The Agoyis Chavish Yoyer here. I don't know, it is a different Loshen Rashi, Samach Yud, I don't know, Shoifech HaKra Lamato, Uma Acheyu, Vohifech Shalamato Lamayla, Vohise Beis HaTzava. Tzorech Yiyun, I think that's what he means to ask. I don't know exactly what he answers. Vayim B'Perish Rashi B'Gmore. Could be that's what Rashi is saying over here. Let us see Taisvitz. Kach alekech osa lachaisai. Loi shamati imuta lamoiche lenochi. Now Taisvitz clears a shayla. Is one permitted to sell this beged to a goy? This seems as isurim and alekech. And let's assume for a minute that the lom this is because it's a din chayves a beged. That a beged that was nikra for one of these koim shayim misachim, so the din is the beged can never be hemmed up. So Taisa says, loy shamati imutu lamoichu lenochi, if you'll have to sell it to a goy. Nehei de loikeach osa lachoisoi, taka the din is, the loikeach is, it's a din in the beged, and the loikeach is halachically forbidden to be ma'acha dekra, aber im hu nochi, but he's a goy, there's no didim on a goy, mutter. Va'av api de moiche tzoich lo heidiyo lo lekech, we see there's dinim on the moiche, heine kadesh lo yasa lekech yisab. I'm sure the moiche has to see that the kra should remain. It's a din that you're not allowed to be ma'ah, that's the sophic and taisvis it seems. Is it a din that the moiche has to see that the kra has to remain? Or it's a din fakelti? He has to be mazel the lekeach. That is it's a din in the beged, so the lekeach should make sure not to be ma'ache. Why would be the moiche tzor ledil lekeach? Ani kadesh leyas lekeach. So that's the din. Avleina no choishu shim yitzvrena anochi. But if the goy is all together, the goy is no isurim on the goy. So, there's no Yisr on the Moichet to sell it to a goy. But you need a psa, is it that way? And then on the side it says, Mesech the Smoche is safe per ktes, isa da osa. There it says that it's osa takim. Vahayach Hashem shahamoicha have a perish, have a perushoi, letane kama boloi haficha, lapshimim and aloza, afilu ayede haficha. So Taisus says, klar, not like the Ramban. The Ramban had said that Faker, the whole machloikis, the Tanakamer of Shimon Lozer is it a chayvis gabra or a chayvis beged? So he tied it according to the Tanakam, Yezich allowed to, you don't need to tell the like, if it's on your din a chayvis gabra, that the gabra, the oval should not be ma'achet the kra, because that's showing that his avelus ended and his avelus didn't end. It's on your din and the gabra. So the lekeach, if the lekeach is ma'achad the krat, that has nothing to do with the avelus of the meicha. So the Ramban said, according to the Tanakam, is he halalted, you know, they don't have to tell the lekeach not to sow it. There's no such thing. But, Taisus doesn't learn like that. Taisus learns, it seems Taisus learns, according to everyone, it's a chavis beged. And the shaila v'hayich shem shemoicha avi perusha l'tan nekama b'loy aficha without aficha. So then there's an iser that the beged should not be sewn together. Shemen alos afilay de aficha. So Taisus seems to learn that everyone holds it's a chayves beged. The shaila is if aponim chadoshes makes it ois chayves. It's aponim chadoshes. So now it's not that, it's aponim chadoshes, it's not that same beged. The Taz says in Hilchas Kriya, the Taz says nirali, that, filo we hold hafich is osa, but if a person will cut away the mokim makra and put a new material there, that's mutter. He said that's mutter according to everyone. So it could be in chayvis habeged guf. Kol man the beged is here. This Christ remain. If I cut away the crown, I put in the material. So that's there's no din chayvis habeged also. So it could be the machlokes Rav Shimon and the Lozer and the Tanakam is of al yedei hafiche. Is it called like a new beged? Is that's the shaila. May de pligi nire da aloche ketane kame vechein pirish ro. So Taisus wants to pass like the tane kame that it is permissible to be mahapach the beged. Shulchanochi paskin the tosa. Tane rabal tchilas kriye tefach. The first, the minimum shear of kriye is a tefach. The Taisvis, and what if he heard later Achmanon Etzlan of another Abel, so he could be moisif on this Kriya, and Sholish Etzbois, he doesn't have to be moisif another Tefach, he can be moisif Sholish Etzbois. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Tchilas Kriya Sholish Etzbois, the Tchilas Kriya Sholish Etzbois, the Taisvis Kolshu. The Taisvis is Kolshu. Omar Ule, Alochi Rabbi Meir Bekriya. We pass like Rabbi Meir Bekriya that the Tchilas Kriya is a Tefach. Alochi Rabbi Yossi Betaisvis. That the Taisvis is Bekolshu. Tanyan Ami Hochi Rabbi Yossi Omar Tchilas Kriya Tefach, but Taisvis Kolsho, we see Rabbi Yossi was the one Take also holds like this. The Gabi Kriya, he holds it has to be a Tefach, and the Taisvis is a Kolsho. Zakt Rashi, but Taisvis Sholish, Kigoin Shemoisif Kra Acher Al Eise Kra, he continues the is mamshech the kriya with a isofus kriya, kain she iroi evil acher, that another evil had occurred. Yeah. Zok Taisves Trilas Kriye Sholish Esbois. Lo Yodano Mi Mainofik Taima. I don't know where he got this from. The Lael Mafkinen Tefach Mi Veyechazek. We learned the Shia Tefach is because it says he was Machazek that was holding Oiches the Beged. Nein Achize Pochis Mi Tefach. And Achize Sodom is a Tefach. That was the Posek. So where did he get this Shia of three etzbois? A Gabuch, a Tefach is four etzbois. For a good limb. Spices does not know what is pshat in the shia of three etzbois. The achrayim, there's a rishash, and there's a gois ben Aryeh, and the yavetz, so they want to say two mahalchim to be mevaya the shia. Bemis Nachman Nagois ben Aryeh says that the he brings a Gemara. The Gemara says that the shir of a shofar is a tefach. She's able to hold the shofar and say the tefach. And roishoy and soifoy is yoytze mashu. So he says. So you see, klor that a tefach is more than a kedei achize. Because that's the cheshbon of the shir tefach. There's that the tefach is, the shofar is a tefach, that after the achize, it still goes out reishe b'soifoy. So you see, the achize is less than four etzbois, which is a shir tefach. So he says there's two types of an achize. There's an achize mitzumtzim, then there's an achize that's a more havochedik achize. So taka shteit in posik vayechazek, he held on the beged, and what he held, he tore, but it's that goof is the shaila. What kind of achiza are we speaking about? Are we speaking about an achiza of daladetz boys, or are we speaking about an achiza of gimeletz boys? That's one mahalach. Another one to say, we have in Hilchis Tumis Begodim, that a beggar is sholish or sholish as boys. So he held that's kriya. You have to be kireya a shir beged. So the shir is, maybe Bchal didn't learn that from Vayechazek. You learned out that the din kriya is you have to be kireya something that has a teres beged. The shalish as boy says a teres beged. That's where you have to be kireya. The Chelkas Binyamin wants to explain what is the inyan of Taisvis Kolshu. So this is the svar we had mentioned before. He says as follows: Ike mitzvus kriyahu liyesh lavush bebeget karua chalishne dekro livshi bigdei evil al de beinon shekriyas beget ze nasem. L'shem meizet. That means Zikir is to wear a beged kavua, but he has to be a beged that was nikra for this meiz. The imloy kain ein bel vishes akrash ayeches l'meizet. Means that he have to wear a beged that was nikra l'shem meizet. The geder toisves the chol sha'oisa meize kolduhu bekriya rishayne is mitzya cheses hakriya for this mace also. That's the gather of Toisvis. That means be'etzim, the Toisvis is not a kriya mitzadatzmoy, but the Toisvis is sufficient to make a giloy that this kra that is now in the beged was made also for this mace. That's the koyach of Toisvis. That means, it means as follows. If you learn that the whole Indian of kriya is, there's a mitzvah of a maisa kriya, so then it's very difficult to understand that, so here, a maisa kriya of a koshu helps. I mean, what's the svar? It's difficult to understand. But if the gather of maisa is only to be megalit, that the beged was nikra for this mace, and there's a mitzvah to wear this beggar that was nikra for this mace, so then it could be, we could understand that a hamshoche of the previous ma'isa kriya is also enough to be megale that this kra now was made for this mess. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Tana Rabbono, Omru loy meis oviv v'kora. They told him meis oviv v'kora, meis b'noi v'hoisiv. Now it was meisiv. Is tachtoin misache. So now the tachtoin is misache. Elyoin ene misache. The kriya that was made for the b'noi, that's misache. The Elyon Eine Misach. So the Ritva says, the Chiddush is that the one geyser, tachtin mishim Elyon. He'll start sewing it, start hemming it together, might hem the whole kra. One geyser. Meis benoi vekora. What if it's the other way around? Meis benoi vekora. Meis oviv vahisiv. Is Elyon Misachem. Tachtein Eine Misach. Here the Tachtein is Eine Misach. So what is here the Chiddush? So the Ritva says over here the Salke Daitach Amino, maybe the Lechere de Shtimus could be very well with the Chelkas Binyomin. The Salke Daitach Amino, Elyin Nami Lo Yisache, that the Elyin should also not be Misache. Sha'afalfi Shemitchile Kora L'Shem Acherin, that means it was Meis B'noi V'achakach Meis Ovid. She says, even though the first Kra was for B'noi, Mikol mokein hare b'soif ololoi gamkein l'kriyas oviv. That means I need this kra l'kriyas oviv. Shafilo hoye sholem, hoye tzorich l'kroya hakel ad liboy mireish matzoif. That means there's a din that we had before that by oviv is actually galas liboy. So I need a shear of legalis as liboy. So that what I'm moisif. Whatever I'm moisif, so pshat is the heisofe al yidei the heisofe. Not pshat the heisofe is sufficient. No, al yidei the heisofe, I can use the previous kriya. Because there's a shared shigalis liboy. So mamela, I need the previous kriya for he needs the previous kriya for Oviv. So memela, I would think that the Elyon is also Eine Misache. It's Kamash Melon, the Boso Shas Kriya Ozlinan. That means, since by the Shas Kriya, it was a Kriya Albanoi, so even though later in Lomdis, I'm using this kriya al oviv also. That's bomdis of al kaponim, since the shas kriya was al benoi, so there's a din ichoy. Meir de kechiddush. That is the chiddush. Yeah, steht weiter. Meis oviv, meis imoy. Meis ochiv, meis achaysa. He heard one besura roa, that all these kreivim were nifter. He heard this in one shot. Kereya kra echad lekulam. This is kereya one kriya. That's for all day, since he heard this bebasachas, is kereya one kriya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Oimer al Kulon Kra Echot, al Ovi ve'imoi Kra Echot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, no, the same Kra that is Oile for ochi va'achoysoi cannot be oile for ovi ve'imoi. It's a different type of a kriya in ganz. So fakert all kroivim, you can have one kriya. Not ovi ve'imoi. Ovi ve'imoi is a different type of a kriya. So me'mel al ovi ve'imoi, which are two, you can have one kriya, that you can have. And on ochi va'achoysoi you can have one kriya. But you can't have ochiv ve'oviv in the same kriya. Lefi she'ein meisifin al kra oviv ve'imoi. Cannot be meisif al kra oviv ve'imoi. It would seem he's saying, since you can't be meisif al kra oviv ve'imoi, so it's like a bold call she'ene bezeach hazeh, that's okay what he's saying. That just like you can't be moisif al kra ovi ve'imoi, and moisif, so God is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. This is Rashi and the Rif. Rashi and the Rif says, Shein meisifin al kra ovi ve'imoi. That's one pshat. That's Rashi says by here also, by us also. Vim kora al benoi umeis oviv, eni oise kriyas oviv taisvis. She ain meisifim. There's no din taisvis al kra oviv imoi. That means it's a kriya that there's no taisvis. You can't. By both cases. Is memele, so babasachas also doesn't help. My time, amar nachm ba yitzok levishenem betaisvis. This is very unclear here. Period. So we have here a machloikis, abyudim emseire and the tanekame, by a kriye bebasachas, and Rashi, and then the Ksaviyat says, Rabbi Yudim Mseire is chaylik on the first halacha. The first halacha we just said, meis obivacha kach meis mloid, meis bevacha kach meis obis. He says, Rabbi Yudim Mseire is chaylik. Starting on the taste of the Rosh seems to say that it's also the bidiyevid that will help. Rabbi Yudim Mseire only means l'chatchila, one should not do it. That's what the taste of the Rosh says. Omar Shmuel aloche Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire. V'yomar Shmuel hochi v'omar Shmuel aloche g'divrei ha-meikul ba'evil. So we should be meikul. So the Moen says, Avelus luchud, kriya luchud. So others want to say, we have mentioned the Shittas HaRaivit. Shittas HaRaivit is that kriya is a deraisa. There's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim by kriya. That tell them by Aaron and Loz of Isomo, that they were not permitted to make primus begodim. They were not mechuyiv to make primus godim, we said, but others are mechuyiv. So memele, so this is a deraisa, so there's no din aloha kedivri ameikul bekriya. Avelis is a derabonon. That's how others say. Others say felukriya is a derabonon also, but it's only din and able, not mekriya. Let us see Rashi. El yain ein misache shekoy alovi valimoy. Sheinem betoisvis kloima ein bedin she moisef aleim. It can't be moisef an ovi v'imoy. Let's go a little further. At eichon kereya, that means, l'chedis nakoy v'koyt rabbi yudah ben seireb, that we said that one can be moisif anakra, ad eichen kereya, ad tiburay. That is the maximum shear of kriya. So till there, that's a mokim kriya. Afterwards, it's not a mokim kriya anymore, so you can't be moisif. V'yesh oimrim ad liboy. Afo bishen raya ledova, zeichel ledova, shnema v'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. So it's the zeichel adov is v'kiru levavchem, that there should be a kriya till the leiv. God, the pshat and posik is v'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. that if you'll be kereya the lave, you won't have to be kereya the begodim. I'll be mesayra b'tshuva b'lave, you won't have to be kereya the begodim. Abal kaponim, ezeichel adover is somehow, b'kir levavchem the tekri is ad alave. Higiyah l'tibura. What happens if the he would made a sophist and now was Megid till the tabu is Machik Sholish Etzbois, and now you go three Etzbois further down, Bekereya, they make a new Kriya. You can't be Moishach this Kriya. Nismalei Milafono, what happens if the whole Begid is full of Kriyas? Machzir Elachayrib, so we now he turns the beged that the front should be in the back and the back should be in the front. And he starts being kereya from the, now in the front. Nismale milamailo. What if there was nismale milamailo? Hoifchoy milamata. Now he turns the beged upside down. And he'll make a new base at Tzabel and make a new kriyas. Vakereya milamato minatzdodim lo yotzo. A person was kerei milamat mitzon lo yotzo, ela shekayin godlo poirem milamato. But a kayin godlo, even though there's an iser prime, so that's tafke, prime kilchose, kriya kilchose, but milamato is permitted to be poirem. Because that is not a true kriya. What does Rashi say, higiyah l'tiburoi, meis loy meis acher, machik sholish etzbois, betzad oisei kra, next to this kra, v'kereya. Nismalei kroi mulafonav, machzir l'achoyre, v'choyze v'kereya l'afonav. Let us see Taisviz. Tanya nami ochi, this was going on the shir kriya and Taisviz. Rabbi Yossi Sofer came. Rabbi Yosi, Elochi Kemoisi, Legavi Dramev Rabbi Yehuda, Beperk Mishi Tziu, Oy Dahavalei Machia, Rabbi Yosi is a Machia. Kereya Kra Echod Al Kulam, Bemeseches Moches, Omalei, Mei Omruloi, Meis Oviv Bekora, Ueine Elo Imoi, it was Imoi. Yotso, so is Yotso with that Kriya, was a Kriya on a parent. Meisa imoi, buhueni ela oviv, they told us meis imoi ela oviv, yotza. Meis oviv, meisa imoi vekora, buhueni ela ech minakrevim, yotza. That means the kriya was a kriya chamure, it seems he made a kriya chamure, so it seems yesh beklal masayim on it. So the kriya helps for yotza. Echod minakrevim, what if he was told that a korev was nifter, the korev ueni ela ovivayimai lo yotzo? So it seemed like this. The Tana holds by us one kriya helps for all. That is dafka if he knew about all he made the kriya for all. But if he made the kriya for like this, so if he made a kriya hamure for ovivayimai, so then it will help for ochiv. If he made for Ochiv, it won't help for Ovivim. Ubi Yerushalmi Omru Loi Meis Ruvain Vekora Omru Shimin Oya Yotzu. Also the same thing, Estes, that Ruvain and Shimin, some of our brothers, some of Mele, helps. Omru Loi Meis Ruvain Vekora V'achakach Omru Loi Kayim Oya. Another case, what happens? They told them that Ruvain was Nifter, and he was Kereya. And afterwards, they told him, you know, Bishas, you were Kereya, he was alive, Umeis. Istana lo yotze, you weren't yotze. Now let's skip the next, I'm saying over the Rishash's Gilse. Let's skip to the next line. Imeis alasar, but if, even though Bishas Kriya, he was Nifta, he was alive, but if he died right afterwards, ain't zorich lekrei. He doesn't have to be kerei. Kamahu alasar kedei dibo. So if he died toich kedei dibo for the meisa kriya, so mamela, that's so the kriya helps. Now the Rishash goes back. V'chein Kora al oviv. Kora al oviv v'nimtza b'noi. It'll also be the same din. That what? That if it was al asar, then it helps. If it wasn't al asar, then it doesn't help. B'seif perik basra nedorim k'moy kain nishnui. This aloche is brought down in perik basra de nedorim. So now we need a little explanation. The Gemara says in the Dorim as follows, that the halacha is that the kriya has to be made. If it was made stam is one thing, but if it was made for a specific person, it will not help for a different person unless that person was nifta toich, or he found out, unless he found out toich kedei dibur of the kriya. It means if they told them that Reuven was Nifta and he was Kereya and Reuven, and Teich Kedei Dibur, he finds out that it was Shimon that was Nifta, so then the Kriya helps. So Bekitzer, here we have over here that just like the Yerushalmi says that the Kriya has to be made on someone that was Nifta, And if he was, and then only helps it was Teich Kedei Dibur, that he died, then the Kriya will help. There's another din, that one has to be aware on who he's making the Kriya. Until he was Nifta. If he's making it for a different person, the only helper was Teich Kedei Dibur. And the Rishash is Moire, and that's not the Pashtis of the Masechtis Moches. Omloi meis ovi v'kora v'eini ele imoi, yotzo meis imoi, and then we have a chilek between b'noi and ovi v'ovi v'b'noi. The pashas, it would seem that it helps all the time. But Teisvah seems to be saying that it will only help if he found out Teich Kedei Dibur. Omar Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak lefisha einon b'teisvah. Taima, Eistis Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said that the Basachas will not help because She'enam B'Taisvis. Taima, my Moisev Leforish Atam min HaBaraisa. I mean, in the Baraisa alone it says the reason. Lefi She'en Meisifin Akra Ovi Ve'imo. Not Moisev. My Taima. So he's just repeating the Tam of the Baraisa. Taima, my Moisa Lavorosh Atam in a Baraisa. What is he Moisa more than the Baraisa? Opirish, a Rabbi Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Legasina of Hishem Esif and Bebaraisa. Memeo didn't say any reason in the Baraisa. He's giving us a reason. Vori Iksha Betaisvis, my Shayach Betaisvis. Now, the Ri, I'm saying over Pshat and Taisvus, the way the Beiris Amayim says Pshat. We have here a Machloikis, Lefisha Einon B'Taisvus. Now, we didn't explain what is this Lomdus, Lefisha Einon B'Taisvus, that you can't be Moisif Anakra. So, if that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, what is the Sfora of the Tanakamet? Now we'll see clearer as we go through Taisus. We'll see what Taisus is really asking. And how Taisus understood Shalavisha, Einon B'Taisus. V'ri hikshe B'Taisus, my Shaykh B'Taisus. So what is the Sfora of the Tanakamet? If it's She'enom B'Taisus, so what's the Sfora of the Tanakamet? Nirali, the Motsi Lameima, so Taisa says now a very interesting pshat in what the Taich Mash She'enam B'Taisvus and what the Machloikis is. The Svire Kemanda Omar Atibure, that the Tanakama holds that the Din Kriya is Atibure. Inami Achi Yegala Asliboy. Ein ze kol kach kemoi ad liboy. We hear here a machloikis, eichon kereya ad tiburoi. v'yesh oimrim ad liboy. So Dachsmi de Beira Samayim wants to say that the machlokes is what the shir is. If the shir is at tiburoi, so the first kriya was not at tiburoi, so then it's a past toisvis. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that the shir is ad liboy, so therefore, he holds, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that the shir after, the still a shir after the first kriya could be at tiburoi, at shigalas liboy. That is not the shir kamoi, kach kamoi ad liboy. So that means that the shir of kriya al oviv was ad liboy, and then there's another shir, at shigalas liboy. So that could be, you could be meisif in that shir, because there's still amokim lekriya. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira knows, eina b'taisvis, know that the shir is ad liboy, and that's at shigalas liboy, it's one shir. So memele, so you can't be meisif anymore. You can't be meisif al ovi ve'imoy, because that's the shir. So that's what Taisvis wants to say. That the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and the Tanakhama is not a machlokes in lomdis, it's a machlokes in haloche. That means, can, after you were kereya al oviv, can you be moisif? Is there a mokim kriya to be moisif? So if the mokim kriya is ataburai, so it's a mokim to be moisif. That's the svare of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, ain't a betoisis, you can't be moisif anymore, because it's not a mokim kriya. That's what Taisa wanted to say. Mi yoisa nirali, the kamar av nachma yitzchak v'shene b'taisviz, shetzorich likroya ad liboy. You have to be kareya ad liboy. Vim ira kach sheloi kora ad liboy. What if he wasn't kareya ad liboy the first kriya? Mi kol mokim, kiven deloi osa kamoisha yitzorich, oimer ein shayich taisviz, rab yudim em seira ho, that's according to av nachma yitzchak. That means that he made a shir. The shir is ad liboy. That is the shir. And but the first kriya alovi was not ad liboy. Now can you make a second kriya? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, since the mokim of the first kriya should have been further down, so this cannot be a mokim for taisvis. Kimin shalosa gemayshir tzorich oimer ein shayach taisvis. He holds the shir is ad liboy, and he made less than ad liboy, and but since the mokim should have been ad liboy, so meila pasnish kain taisvis. And the Tanakhama holds the shir is not ad liboy, so you could be maisiv. Or maybe he holds, the Tanakhama holds that's what he should have made ad liboy, but Lamaise didn't make it ad liboy, so the second kriya is a mocking kriya, so therefore it'll help. And Taisa wants to say, V'afilaman d'yoma b'somach ad tiburoi, yesh liyashiv k'moyshe pirashnu, shein tzorech likroi al ovi v'alimai rak ad shigala es liboy. Mikol mokim im kor atvei shapir mishum kovid ovi v'ein kan bal tashris. Taisa wants to say, it could be that even though the minimum shear is Ashigalas Liboy, but preferably one should be Kereya Ataburoi. That's a Kovid Oviv. And there's no Baal Tashris. So Memele, that's the Machloikis. The Machloikis is, if that Mishum Kvoid Oviv, it would have been preferable to break the first Kriya Al Oviv Ataburoi. So he lemais, even though he didn't make that shir, he made a minimum shir. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that's not a mokim taisvis, because the first kriya should have been made till there. And the Kama holds that what it should have been made, Al-Skavadovah, that doesn't make it, that it's not a Mokim Taisus. Poirim Elamata, Begbasa, Dairis, Meforsh, Makoira, Lamata, in Bitsava. That means in the Machlekes, it means Mamish Lamata shall beg it, so then it's called Poshit. Or if it's Lamata, Minatsava, why isn't that called a Mokim Kriya? So there the Gemara explains why it's not called a Mokim Kriya. Perish Pekuntres, this is Rashi and the Riv, that Kulokoi, the Bain im, and Rashi and Xavia, the Bain im Kora al Oviv Koidem, Bain Kora al Echad Mikroivav Koidem, so also that Shein Mesifan al Oviv Imoi, that both of them is not Petosis. Le Yedanim in Olay, the Lishna Mashmedavka al Kra Oviv Imoi Shaye Koidem, this is Kra Oviv Imoi Koidem, then the halacha is that you're not permitted to be meisiv al kra oviv imay, not the other way around.